Well, we're in a series right now, and it's called, Are You In? Can you say that with me? Are you in Christ? Are you in Christ? It's about a six-week message series on the book of Ephesians, and we're teaching through the book, and but at the same time, it's preaching, and I can't go over every single verse and spend all day there. I mean, because you could. But we're just trying to teach it and trying to encourage your heart. Like I said last week, if you came to church today wanting to be depressed, well, you picked a bad Sunday. Amen? Because we're finding that we've got tremendous things in Jesus Christ. A lot of us don't even know we have this stuff because we're newly saved, we're newly come to Christ, or we've never read the Bible. And that's my challenge to you constantly. Read your Bible. Can you say it with me? Read your Bible every day. Many of you have a great work ethic. But you're not reading your Bible. So it's not that you're lazy. You've got the ability. But some of you, I just don't think you think it's important. But there's a God in heaven who loves you. He cares for you. He wants you to get to know Him. How do you do that? Read the Word every day. Kick yourself square in the tail if you don't do it. You see what I'm saying? Think like that. Just like you would. You wouldn't show up, not just show up to work without calling somebody. You wouldn't show up late. A lot of you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't think of it. Well, don't miss your time with God. Amen? Do that. It'll change your life. You'll learn some things. So that's what we're doing. Learning some things about that we have in Jesus Christ. Put up, Rog. We're ready to roll, baby. Amen. We are His temple. Last week, we're His body. And this week, we're His temple. And if you read the chapters carefully, you'll see last week it called us His body. And today, towards the end, you'll see right towards the end of the Scriptures, it says we are His temple. Amen. So let's keep rolling. Let's see what we got. Last week, it was like getting hit by what? Help me. A Mack truck, here it comes. Come on, baby. Yeah. Boom. But how many have been hit by a Mack truck and it was a good thing? Probably not. This is a good thing. This was good, man. Let's say what we learned last week. And several of you told me you went around this week quoting it. You know, you're in Christ. Let's say it. Say it with me. Come on. Say it loud. Come on. Come on, like a truck. Come on, baby. I am. Boom. Come on. Keep it. I am. Come on, you ain't done. I am. And I am what? Sealed by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. He's put His mark on me. I'm His. That's a down payment. Heaven's coming. It's mine one day. Amen. So let's take it now a little further. We went in chapter 1 last week. Now chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians. If you have your Bible, turn to Ephesians. It's also going to show up right on the screen today. Chapter 2. Let's take a peek at it and see what we learn. And I need you to hang in here with me. It's good stuff. This is the high point. Many people call this book, the book of Ephesians, the high water mark in your New Testament. You just can't get any better than this about what you have in Jesus Christ. But last week we got hit by the Mack truck, baby. All this stuff we have in Jesus. But you know what God does in chapter 2? He reminds us real quick that this ain't about you and you didn't do it. Aren't we like that though? Say, something good happens to us and we take over and act like we own it. Don't we say? Or we get good at something and all of a sudden we in charge. We did it. All right? Guess what? God says, no, sir. Hold the phone. Look at chapter 2 how it starts out. We ain't going to preach it. We're just going to read it right quick. Look at it. Say it with me. Say it with me. We were, before you were in Christ, and we were in Christ, we were dead. Verse 1. And you hath He quickened or made alive who were what? Dead in trespasses and sins. You and I are good at a couple of things. We're good at sinning and we're good at dying. That's really what we're good at. You're going to do so well at dying one day. You're going to die. And I hate that's ugly, ain't it? But it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And somebody's going to say, yep, they did it. We're good at sinning too. That's what we're good at. We have a bent towards just doing the wrong thing. And we can do such a good job at it. But we were dead in trespasses and sins before Jesus Christ came into our life. Say this. We did what? Walk. God's just reminding us who we are and where we came from and where He brought us from. Where in time past you what? Walked. According to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air, the devil. That spirit, that demonic spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. That's how we used to walk. Is that true? Yes or no? How many? Just raise your hand. You said, that, Pastor, that is me. That's the way I walked before Jesus came into my life. Okay? Don't ever forget that. It's funny, though. We do forget. We're in Christ, and all of a sudden, we start making up new rules. We start doing this, that, the other. acting like we're holier than thou. You ever done that before? Say. God says, don't do that. Okay? You were dead. You did walk before I found you. Keep looking. Verse 3. Say that with me. We all had. Look at it. Verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature the children of what? Wrath. Even as who? Others. See, that was us. Amen. See, we're in Jesus now. The Mack truck hit me. Amen. But God says, don't forget who put you on the bus. Amen. And don't forget who's driving the bus. Okay? It's all about me. And we're going to see that in this chapter today. What you have. But that was us, man. Think about it. We were dead before Jesus came and put life into us. We walked a certain way. We did things that we wouldn't think twice about. We could care less. And our conversation, Gary Clark's mouth used to curse God, say GD, and the horrible things came out of my mouth. My conversation. Are you hearing me? They say. That's me. Okay? Before Jesus. Hallelujah. That's all of us before Jesus Christ. Y'all listening this morning? And as I was studying the scripture this week, I saw three buts. Three B-U-T-S's. Three buts. I call them three big buts. Okay? Because that's me, baby. I'm dead. I walk this way. I talk this way before Jesus Christ. And here's the first but. Pop it up big. Say it with me. But God, can you scream at me or something and act like we're alive? Come on, here, let's go. But God, hallelujah. Man, I was this, I was this, I was this. That's bad. But God, hallelujah. Amen? Aren't you glad He came along? Say. And a lot of us, we don't read the Bible. We don't even know when what happened. It's good stuff. The church at Ephesus, I personally believe, dealt with losing their love. Listen to me. Losing their love and fervor for the Lord. I believe that's what the church at Ephesus struggled with. And the unique thing, the wonderful thing is that we all fall in that category, don't we? Losing that fire for God. Losing that love for God. And nothing can make you lose the love of God and loving God like you being in charge. Amen? Say. I see it. I hear it from Christians often. Well, I'm just doing so much. Other people ain't doing. Stop talking. Quit that. Amen? Had somebody recently come to me and, man, we should have more warriors. Why aren't we got everybody signed up? You know what that sounds like? It sounds arrogant to me. It does. I popped him just like that. Bang. My first question was, are you one? He went, yeah. And I went, listen. I said, look. I said, it took me years to become a giver. It took me years. If it wasn't for my wife, I still probably wouldn't be one. Her teaching me and helping me and growing me in the area of giving. And I told the fellow, I said, look, everybody don't get on the same page right away, but we're getting a bunch on the bus, ain't we, brother man? Amen? And his tune changed. Amen? How many remember you wouldn't give a dime to God's work years ago? Can I see your hands? Come on, come on, come on. You were crazy. You spoke as if you think I'll give my money to church. I'm going to buy a boat. See? Don't think now that you're spiritual and everything that you're in charge. It's still all about Him. Hallelujah. Amen. It was, but God did this in my life. Now let's see what He's talking about. Look at the scripture. I didn't just come up with this. Look at it. That's right. There it is, ain't it? Say. Verse 4. Say it with me. But God, who's rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us. Hallelujah. God loves me. Can you say that this morning? God loves me. And He's rich in mercy. This idea is God has a loyal love. He's not going to love you and leave you, baby. He loves you, doesn't He? Say. A loyal love and undeserved kindness. He loves us when we don't deserve it. Hallelujah. That's the God we have in our life. That should encourage us. His great love is a God love that seeks our highest good. We're told, and Satan makes us think, that God's out to hit us on the head with a stick. Church is trying to get our money. all this kind of mess when actually God has your highest good in mind. That's all He has for you. See, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. See, we love Him because He first loved us. He loves you so much. He has your highest good. There's nobody else He can be said of but God. He has your highest good in mind for you. Isn't that great? Say, that's the kind of God we have, but God. Now let's see what we can learn. What did He do for us? And we're just adding to what we learned last week. Even when we were dead in sins, He has made us alive. He's quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. So let's see some things. He has quickened us together. God has made me alive. Did you make you alive? Yes or no? Help me. No. No. Jesus Christ, what happened in your life by trusting Him as your Lord and Savior, He has made you alive. He has quickened you. Man, you need to start living like that. Amen? You're alive in Jesus Christ. You have power in your life. God's made us alive. God did this. And you're going to see several quotes in this message that we put up that I've written here. You cannot communicate with the living God if you're what? Dead. And that's who you are before Jesus Christ came into your life. Before you became a saint, before you became chosen, before you became forgiven, before you became all that last week. Listen. Jesus Christ, God's Son, died for you and you've been made alive now because of Him. Otherwise, you're dead. You can't communicate with God if you're dead. All right, keep looking. What else did He do? Hang in here with me. Second thing we see in this little passage. So He's made me alive. The second thing, He raised us up together in Jesus Christ. What does that mean? This is crazy stuff. This is deep water. We have a new life, new power, new position, and I have new values now. Because what Jesus Christ has done, He has raised me up. I'm alive now. I'm not dead anymore. Did y'all know that say? See, you know me. Some of you have only known me a couple of years. Some of you maybe 20 years. But you didn't know me. I was dead. Deader than a hammer. Everything you've been seeing is this life I have in Christ. And boy, I miss the mark still. But I have a life in me now, and I have new values. The way I think today is totally different than the way I used to think. Where did I get that from? Look at what Colossians says. Pop it up. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are what? Above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on what? Things above, not on the things of this earth. My mind used to always be consumed with the things of this earth. But because of Jesus Christ, now I care about the things that He cares for. Who did that? Did I do that in me? Yes or no? God did it. You listening? It's some deep water. Hang in here with me. Don't drown. Amen? For you're dead. But I ain't dead like I used to be. I'm dead to the old me. Amen? And now my life is hid in Christ, with Christ and God. Now I'm alive. I'm really having life now because of Jesus Christ and what He's done for me. This is so vital to keep your relationship with Jesus fresh. If you ever get to the place where you just get mundane, you think you're just going through the motions, you doing it, you start looking at other people, that is dumb. It's going to be your death knell. Amen? Keep looking to Him. Know what you have in Him. It's phenomenal. What else did He do for us? He made me alive. He raised me up. I have new purpose, new life. I have new values in my life. He also has made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This is crazy. I don't understand it. He has seated us together. We have been, listen, we have been spiritually positioned somehow now in heaven. Isn't that crazy talk say? I am a believer in Christ. I still got this flesh on me. But somehow, some way, God has seated me positionally in heaven. Amen? We get saved. We come to Christ so often, and we think we're the ones that saved us, and then we think we're the ones that keep us saved. Well, if I do this, I'll die and go to hell. You didn't get yourself from hell in the first place. Somehow, some way, I've been saved. I've been sealed. I have a down payment. Isn't that what we learned last week say? I got that mark on me of the Holy Spirit. And guess what? Somehow, I've been seated spiritually, positionally, in heaven. Is that deep or not, say? Just in case you start thinking you did it. Flip back to the book of Ephesians and just start to soak up some of this good stuff. Amen? Our citizenship is in heaven now. Hallelujah. I'm here on this earth. But now I am called a foreigner down here, aren't I? Say, I'm a stranger down here now. My citizenship is in heaven. What does that mean? Hey, I love being an American. But you know what? I love being a Christian. I love living in the United States, but one day I'm going to love living in eternity, in heaven, forever, with the Lord. See, that's what's happened because of Jesus Christ. And you think you can do that by good works? Say. You think you can pop a 50-buck bill in an offering plate and somebody's going to get you in? Say. You see how dumb that is? Hello. Amen? He did all this for me. Keep looking. We're in Christ. For our conversations in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible talks about us being seated in the heavenlies. We've been positioned in heaven. That's some crazy stuff. Why did God do this for us? Why did He make us alive? Why did He raise us up? Why did He position us spiritually in heaven? Why did God do that? Let's look at it. Can you say that with me right there? That He might show. Look at the Scripture. That in the ages to come He might what? Show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. God loves showing how much He loves us. Amen? If you ever learn, and me, I struggle. If I ever learn how much God loves me, I'll stay steady. I'll stay more steady. Amen? I can't look at people. I mean, I do look at people. But people will let you down. Is that true? Yes or no? People that say, I'm with you, they'll leave. He'll never leave you nor what? Forsake you. Hallelujah. Amen? Why did He do this for us? That He might show His great love and His great kindness to us. Amen? God just loves you to pieces. That's the bottom line. Well, God couldn't love me. I did this. Man, are you crazy? We've all done this. And He loves us still. Amen? That's the God you have. You're in Christ. Keep close to Him. And then not only that we would know, that He could show, but that we would know something. Look at the next verse. And if you would do this for me, we're going to say it two or three times and learn it this morning. How many already know that verse? You'd say, I already know that verse, Pastor. Let's learn it. Let's help everybody learn it. Here we go. God wants us to know something. That's why He wrote us this little book. Look at it. Say it with me. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should. Let's try it again. Let's go. Come on. You need this. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of your. It is the gift of, not of, lest any man should. Let's do it one more time. I know I'm aggravating you. One more time. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of your. Lest any. Amen. God wants us to know that. Okay? You're in Christ. You didn't put yourself in Christ. He loved you first. You didn't love Him first. You didn't have grace on God. God had grace on you and me. Amen? So here's something that we should know. We should know this. We should know this. We should know this. I don't care what your church has taught you. I could care less. They're wrong if it doesn't line up with this. Here it is. By grace are we saved through faith in Jesus Christ. Say these three things with me. It's not about us ever. It's not about works ever. And bragging has no place ever. Let's say it one more time. It's not about us ever. It's not about works ever. And bragging has no place ever. Did you get it? I'm in Christ. It's all about Him. It ain't about my butt, excuse me. It's about but God. Amen? But God did this for me. Remember that. That'll help you, man. We're talking about perhaps how can you stay close to the Lord and understand He loves you and keep that relationship going. It's by knowing what this book is teaching. It'll really help you with that in your life. Helps me. Also, not only are we saved by grace, we need to know that we're God's masterpiece. Look at it. For we are His workmanship. We're just walking through the book. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I doubt very seriously there are many of us in this room that feel like you're a masterpiece. You know what I'm saying? We get down on ourselves. I'm the worst. I think I can't do something, or I'm this, or I'm bad. I'm not doing a good job. Whatever. I am God's masterpiece. Can you say that with me? I am God's. Say it one more time. I am God's masterpiece. That's what this says. It's the same word over in Romans 1:20. It says, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made." Even His eternal power and Godhead. God has made us a masterpiece. Can you think of something so beautiful, an old, rotten, sorry sinner, and God saves us? How do we get saved? Is it by works? Yes or no? No. It's by what? Faith in Jesus Christ. We believe in what He did because He had to do it because we were dead and couldn't do anything. And we believe in Him, and somehow He makes a masterpiece out of our life. That's crazy. And somehow I'm seated positionally in heaven even right now. I don't understand it. But I just got amazing things in Jesus Christ. Amen? I got to keep loving Him because He loves me, man. That's awesome. Only God could make us a masterpiece. Now we can do good works for His glory. I'm trying to connect a few dots here, and I think I'm making you go crazy. But listen, so often we become a Christian, and then we start doing good works, and we think the good works is why we are a Christian, or why we became a Christian. If you ask the average Joe on the street, what are you going to say when you get to heaven, and God says, "Why should I let you in this heaven?" They're going to probably say this: "I've been a pretty good what? Person. I haven't really done that bad." There's just one problem with that. That's not Bible. That dog don't hunt. It won't fly. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is that what the Bible says? Amen? See, God did this. And now the works we do, we're able to do these works for God. Not to show, look, I'm a great Christian. I'm able to do that so He can get glory. That's the masterpiece. Pathetic Clark can do something for God's glory? Yes. Now that's a work of art. You hear me? It's crazy. That's how much God loves us. Any good we can now do, some more quotes here, is because of Him. This is His doing and His purpose for every believer. Any good I can now do in my life isn't so I can look down my nose at you. Any good I can now do is not so I can brag. Any good I can now do is for Him to get glory. Are y'all hearing the message or not this morning? Boy, I hope you're learning. I didn't have too many people tell me this stuff. You know what I mean? That's some pretty deep water that we're in right now. But I'm in Christ. Are you in Christ? Maybe you're feeling like a scum, you know? Let me tell you something. If you're in Jesus Christ, you're somebody special. You hearing me? It's great. You're a masterpiece. Look at the next thing, that we would know some things. Ephesians 2:11. "Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh." This is sort of deep, but we're going to pop it up on the screen in a second. You in the past were Gentiles. You were not Jews. You were not God's chosen people in the past, in the flesh. That's all of us. Okay? "Who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands." Hang in here with me. "That at that time you were without Christ," or Messiah, "being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel." You weren't part of them. "Strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, without God in the world." That is really sad verse. You know what that basically says? I was a nobody. Can you say that with me? I was a nobody. A lot of people don't like the Bible because that's what the Bible says. We were without hope. We are sinners. That's the truth. But the good news is God loves us, man. Amen? And look now, because if we're in Christ, look what He's done for us. Look at it. Know this. Remember what you were. Remember we were what? We were without Christ. We had no Messiah. Look at your history and look at the Gentiles, the false gods. Even in Ephesus, they were there worshiping one of the seven wonders of the world at the temple of Diana, the goddess Diana. God didn't have anything to do with them. That was not, they didn't serve the true God. We were without Christ. We were without citizenship in Israel. That was God's people. Read your Bible. Look at history. These other people weren't God's people. We're without God's promises. Those promises were to God's people, not to everybody. This is what he's saying, the writer's saying. We were without hope. The Gentiles had no expectations of heaven or eternal life. Keep looking. I know I've lost some of you. We were without God. What I'm saying, it's not just, this is us, guys. This is what we were before we came to Christ. We were without Christ. We didn't have any citizenship in heaven. We didn't have any promises of God. We had no hope. We were without God. But now I'm in Christ. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Can you do that? Come on. That's who I am now. And there's a lot of confusion. A lot of churches have been split to smithereens over the book of Ephesians and teachings out of this book. Some weird ideas have come out of this book. Okay? We had no hope. We had no meaning, no hope, no purpose, and no direction before Jesus. But now I'm a Christian and I'm going to take over. No, you ain't. You didn't put yourself there in the first place. Is that making any sense? I'm beating this dog hard today. Okay? So the first but, and these next two go quick in case you're about to have a stroke. Okay? I'm the one with the bad back, all right? Here we go. The first but God. Wow. And now look at the second but I saw, just right as I was reading my Bible. Here you go. But now in Christ. Can you say that with me? But now in Christ. Didn't that feel good? One more time. But now in, that's me, baby. All because of Him. Let's see what the Bible says as we continue to walk down. And Rod, you're going to pop some things up. I want you to watch some of these points. And it's all because of the cross. If you ever think it's because of me, because of the church I go to, because my grandma was this, you're whistling Dixie. It's all because of the cross. All right, now watch it, what Rod did and we put up. Here we go. I'm going to read the scriptures and watch what pops up because you're in Jesus. This is good. Come on. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Why is it that I can now be close to God? Why is it that now I can be called a Christian? Why is it now that I am in Christ? Somebody guess what it is. The blood of Jesus. God's Son cleanses us from all what? Sin, the Bible says. I can now have a relationship to God because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for me. I guess Easter and Resurrection Sunday matters after all, don't it? Say. No wonder we make such a big deal out of it, because you couldn't have anything if it wasn't for that. All right? So what does that mean to us? Look, I want you to see, because of that cross, because of what Christ did on that cross, I'm in Christ. What does that mean to me now? Just read the scriptures and watch the list grow. For He is our peace. Wow. I have peace with God. He ain't mad at me anymore. Amen? I'm in His Son now. Isn't that good? Say. Keep looking. Who hath both made one. We're one in Christ now. Jewish believers, Gentile believers, big believers, little believers, white believers, black believers, we're one in Christ, aren't we? Say. We're one now in Jesus. And hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. The barrier between Jew and Gentile is gone. I'm in Christ now. He's Messiah. What did Jesus say? He said, say it with me if you know it. I am the way, the truth, and the... No man comes to the Father but by me. That wall's been torn down. We're one in Christ. There is no barrier now at all. It's all in Jesus. Having abolished in His flesh the enmity. This is a good one. 2, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances. What does that mean? We've been taught many times, you got to keep the law. You got to do this and you got to do that and you got to do the other, because if you don't, you're going to hell. Guess what? You could never do all these things anyway perfectly, could you? Say. The law was a schoolmaster to bring you to Christ. The law was to show you a sinner. Amen? But guess what? They could never keep that law. That's why they had to keep offering sacrifices. Is that what they had to do in the Old Testament? Yes or no? Sure they did. Sacrifices for all this stuff. And once a year they had this other sacrifice. But guess what? Jesus Christ made that inoperative now. The cross did that for us. I don't have to keep the law. You can't keep it anyway. Should I try to live for the Lord with His help by the Spirit? Yes or no? Sure. There's a far cry difference from that and me thinking I'm in charge and control. Whenever I think, now I'm a Christian, I'm in charge. I look down my nose. I'm better than you. You know what that does for me? It causes me to get further and further and further away from Jesus Christ. Because He don't want to have nothing to do with me with that kind of stinking attitude. Why? Because it was all about Him in the first place, wasn't it? His cross. The law's been made inoperative now. For to make Himself of twain one new man, so making peace. We are now one new man. That word new means fresh and alive. I'm alive because of Jesus Christ. We ought to be alive because of Jesus. We shouldn't be ashamed that we're Christian. Filled with the Spirit. Amen? People are going to think I'm crazy. Fine, let them. Amen? You ought to have joy, peace. There's a song I used to sing years ago. I can't hardly remember it, but it went, we may cry when we're happy. We may laugh when we're sad. We may even say, praise the Lord when things turn out bad. See, that's Christians, aren't we? We look crazy sometimes, ain't we? World looks at, how can you make it through all that? Because I'm in Christ. Amen? It's not me. He's in me, the hope of glory. Amen? Keep looking. We're done. Almost. Gentiles don't become Jews. This is important. And Jews don't become Gentiles. But Jews and Gentiles become what? Christians. A lot of people wring their hands and all this kind of stuff. But that's good theology right there. You're going to get to heaven. You ain't going to get there another way other than believing in Jesus Christ the Messiah. Amen? And that He might reconcile both, Jew and Gentile, unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. It's all because of the cross that we're going to heaven. It's all because of the cross that I'm in Christ. It's always all about that. It's never about me, ever. And He came and preached peace to you which were afar off. Us Gentiles, we didn't know God. We were in our sin. And to them that were nigh, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Can you say that with me? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's where I find my peace, in Him. I can never get away from that. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. This is a huge verse. And I don't have time to park on it too long. But He gives us access to the Father. What does that mean? Look at it. Access means introduction. Boy, you need to listen right now. You that think, or you're watching television or radio, you that think you're going to get to heaven because of your good works, here's my question to you. Who's going to introduce you to the Father? Say. Who's going to introduce you to the Father? The Bible says that we have access. The word means introduction to the Father through the cross of Jesus Christ, His death, His shed blood. Who's going to introduce you to the Father? Say. Your mama going to do it? Say. Well, that ain't going to fly. Let me tell you somebody else who ain't going to do it. Mohammed ain't going to do it either, Jack. You listening? Say. I know that's ugly. I'll get ugly letters because of it. Okay? Let me tell you something. It's important that you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because here's the deal. When you get to heaven, you ain't getting in unless Jesus Christ gets you in. He's the one that introduces us. We're in Christ. It's now my good works. Well, I went to this church. You think He's going to let you in because I went to this church down in Englewood. He's going to laugh in your face. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says God sits in the heaven and does what? Laughs. That's exactly right. He quoted it. Amen? Introduction. I have access because of Jesus. Hallelujah. The cross does that for me. Are you in Christ? And the last but, and we're out of here. But, fellow citizens, I saw this as we're closing. Look at it. So, but God, but now in Christ. And boy, isn't this fun. Look at this. But, fellow citizens, can you believe you're a citizen of heaven? Say, but, fellow citizens, that's who you are today. Amen. That's a good reason to be moved emotionally for the Lord. Amen. But, fellow citizens, hallelujah. Look what the Bible says. Now, therefore, you're no more strangers. You're no more foreigners. But you're fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Pop it up. I'm no longer a foreigner. I'm one with the saints now. I'm of the household of God. Doesn't that make you feel good? Come on, let's praise Him one more time. We need a valve to go off. Amen? Look, He's finishing up this book. We're built upon the foundation of the apostles. Can you believe it? And the prophets. Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. Man, hell can't touch me. I'm in Christ, man. I'm built upon a firm foundation. Jesus is the cornerstone. Some people think we make a little too much sometime about being eternally secure. Well, you know what? The more I read this book, the more I feel like it's all about Him. It ain't about me. And I'm feeling pretty good about where I'm going. Amen? I sure ain't getting depressed here. Pretty cool. I'm feeling good. I believe I'm a fellow citizen right now, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows into a holy temple. That's who you are. Isn't it hard to believe you're His temple? That God dwells in you and God dwells in me. We're His temple. That's all because of Jesus. It's not because something you do. Well, I went to Sunday school. Oh, yeah, so now Jesus is going to show up and live in your house. Amen? Oh, it's because of what He did on the cross, and you've accepted that by faith and nothing else. Okay? Pop it up, Raj. And Jesus, we're fit together. We're a holy temple of the Lord. Can you say that with me and we're done? We are. Amen. I know that was a load. How many feel like you got run over by another Mack truck today? Isn't that good? Say, the grace of God. It's amazing. Wow. Run over me, Lord. That's good. Our problem is when we think we're in charge. When you start coming to church for another reason, start coming to church, start getting nitpicky. I'll be honest with you, I'm going to be ugly again. You know what? I'm here on this planet to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you don't like me, if I'm little to do this or do that, probably Clark ain't changing none. Amen? I can't fix everything for you. My gosh, listen to this today. If that won't fix you, I don't know what will. Amen? We're in Christ. Don't be looking at people. Don't get discouraged. Realize you're in Jesus Christ. Wow. Let that wash over you. That feels pretty doggone good. Amen? Question to you this morning. Are you in? If you're not in everything I said, it's not for you. You're out. Amen? Are you in Christ? Have you trusted Him as your Lord and Savior? Do you know Him today? Do you believe in what He did on that cross? Can you say, yes, Pastor, I believe that? That's my prayer for you today. Let's stand together. Amen? Amen.